What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
If you've ever fucked yourself, you've come to the right podcast. This is the Cream Spot, a.k.a. the Brohio Podcast Studios, a.k.a. I'm the delicious Nickalicious.
And I'm Rob Dog.
Oh, yeah, I like that one. Yeah, I cum, shitted, and farted on that one, buddy. I'm wearing my brand new Dude Love shirt.
I know, we were just talking about that, too.
If you want to check it out, go to youtube.com/Brohio Podcast.
Or don't.
We live stream every single episode. And if you don't care, if you don't go, I don't fucking care.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It sucks. This show sucks. We all suck.
We know it.
It's okay. Last week we did an addiction episode and it went really well.
Yeah.
Had a lot of people reach out. One of our friends on Instagram said that I'm the next Oprah Winfrey, that I should have foregone my podcasting career. They should have gave me the fucking couch. And I'm the next
casting
Oprah.
Couch?
Yes, the casting couch.
So, just put you on black.com.
Get my ass tore out of the fucking frame. That's all right. I have a lot of fun doing that stuff.
Just replace you with Piper. Nick Ferrigno, you need to get on that.
Yeah, you can do that.
I'm sure within the next 4 hours that'll be on the closed group.
Less than that. We are so happy to have you guys here on this podcast voyage. If this is your first time, you're going to want to fast forward to the 15-minute-ish mark. That's when we actually start talking about the subject matter.
But if you really like us, you'll stay through this part because this is the fun part.
Yeah, we've got some new stuff going on our show, the Brohio Battlefield of Love, where you submit your love questions and we answer them on the air. Affectionately. With boners.
Yes, that's just the added bonus.
Speaking of boners, this episode is about the gay bomb in the U.S. government, mm-hmm. gay purge mm-hmm. of the 1950s and 1960s.
Oh, yeah.
This episode is in honor of Pride Month.
Yay.
And we are so happy to love each other the way we do. Mm-hmm. And we're happy for all of our listeners, especially the ones that are celebrating Pride Month. And for those of you fucking redneck hillbillies up in the mountains of West Virginia, say, I'll turn this goddamn podcast off, go talk about goddamn gay Pride Month. I ain't listening to him. Well, fuck you, buddy. You know what? The LGBTQ community has made great strides in the past few years. Not as much as they should. But overall, that they've made a lot of great steps forward in our lifetime.
Yeah.
But we're taking you to a time where they had a really hard time. And it's a good topic for us here on the on the show.
You love who you love.
You love, and it doesn't, and that's what
love's beautiful.
I tell my kids it doesn't fucking matter.
Man, woman,
God brother, did, sister.
God didn't want me to be fucked in the ass. He wouldn't have put my G-spot inside my butt.
There you go, exactly.
Just like if he didn't want you to eat the peanuts inside the M&M, he wouldn't put the peanuts inside of the M&M.
Or the turd.
Or the turd. If you didn't want to eat the turd, why'd you eat the fucking turd? None of my goddamn business. I eat shit all the time. Sometimes I walk in the bathroom. There's a hot steamer still laying there. If it's not an automatic flusher and it doesn't take off on me, I'll bend down. I'll get a bite. I'll bob for apples. You feel me, Rob Dog?
I think that's why I like Baby Ruth so much.
Zagnuts.
They look like turds.
We used to have this really stinky cocker spaniel growing up named Buster. He would eat all the shit. No matter where it was, the dog would go get the shit. And he would always go to the cat box and get a turd out. And my dad would be like, oh, he's getting him a Zagnut. That's fucking gross, Dad.
Zagnut.
What God the fuck it. Is wrong with you? He said, someday, boy, you're going to be just like me and everybody in the world is going to like you. I said, there's no way, Dad. There's no way. Now look at me. 12, 13 people a week tuning in.
You're just like him.
Yeah, the cholesterol and high blood pressure and everything. It all worked out.
Good times, man.
All right, Rob Dog, tell them about our new Patreon subscribers.
I think you should do the first one.
Teresa! Teresa! Teresa Perk 30 Bathroom.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. Teresa Perk 30 Bathroom.
Teresa! Put my pants!
I couldn't have done that one justice.
Like. Teresa!
Barry McCockiner.
Do you think that's a birth name or?
Nah, that's definitely a birth. That's on their birth certificate, no doubt.
Like that. Next up, we got RJ Garcia. Thank you, RJ, for your Patreon pledge.
Wyatt, thank you.
I wonder if that's Bray Wyatt.
Ooh.
He's off right now. He, mental health leave. He's, they say he's having a really hard time with the death of Brody Lee that he's kind of really affected.
Makes sense.
Him.
Yeah.
Monday Night Raw had the lowest television rating of all time this past week. And that makes me happy because that's how fucking bad they suck right now. And I want them to know how bad they suck.
It is pretty rough.
Yeah. Luke Sylvester. Luke, thanks, buddy. Thanks for picking up my brother's turd back in the... That might have been a different Luke. No. Anyways, thanks, Luke, for your Patreon pledge.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it definitely was. Jessica Halliday. Thank you very much, Ms. Halliday.
Virgin. Virgil the Virgin. Thank you, Virgil, for your Patreon pledge.
Dave B.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave B.
Dave Bautista is who that is. You know that?
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Sean Nye, as in Bill Nye the Science Guy. Bill Nye the Firefly. You like Bill Nye?
I do.
That was a fantastic show.
Yeah.
The guy hasn't aged a fucking day.
Not at all.
Look at us.
Yeah.
We roll out of bed every day. We get fatter and fatter and dumber.
Uglier and uglier.
We get creases and crinkles and wrinkles.
Yeah.
We fucking stink like shit.
Like a fucking sick dog.
I smell like a stegosaurus.
I don't even know what that means, but
if you've ever smelled a stegosaurus, send us an email, brohiopodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to know about that experience.
Let's see here. Next or last, we have... I'm sorry about your last name, dog. Michael Blatner. Blotfly.
Michael pissed his pants bladder. Thank you, Mike Blatner.
Blatner. Yeah.
So many awesome things that go along with Patreon subscription, including a post-show weekly Zoom that you can partake
in.
Oh,
yeah. Good times.
Go join that.
We didn't do one last week because it was, just because the episode, it was...
We died.
Yeah. We were dead afterwards.
We all died. We have a live show coming up with Hillbilly Horror Stories.
Oh, yeah.
And We Drink and We Know Things. It's going to be...
I forgot all about that.
It's going to be in Louisville.
I was like, we do?
Oh, yeah. August 21st.
Louisville.
Louisville. You can come see us for one low price of $20 per ticket. I will be going down on Rob on the show in front of everyone. They call it a Mexican donkey show or some shit like that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. We're going to bring a sex doll. Actually, we're going to bring my dad. That's who we're going to use. He doesn't know it yet.
I'm going to bring my anime body pillow.
Oh, yeah. You should bring Aunt Tammy. <You're right.
laughs> Bring her fucking snakes.
Yeah, and her big old fat... Never mind. Okay, so are you guys welcome? I'm not drunk. I promise. I'm not drunk yet.
Not yet. We're working on it.
Would you guys be interested in joining us in the Brohio Battlefield of Love right now?
Please.
Here's what you can do. If you have a question about love, you maybe don't consider yourself the best lover. Maybe you have erectile dysfunction.
This is literally becoming my not erectile dysfunction, but this subject is becoming my favorite thing that we do. I love it.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun, yeah.
Speaking of erectile dysfunction, I went to Pigeon Forge.
Bluechew.com/
Yeah.
Probably a podcast.
I went with my wife.
I don't even know if that's a thing in
Pigeon Forge for our 10-year wedding anniversary. 10 years of love and marriage. I love you so much. I know you're not listening to this. Best 10 years of my life. Anyways. We walk into the hotel room, and I said, I hope they got a first aid kit in here. And she said, why? I said, because I'm going to hurt that pussy. She said, no, you're not. I said, yeah, I am. We went to Margaritaville at Pigeon Forge. Really nice place, man. Real tropical, little islandy feel. Restaurant tastes like absolute dog shit. So I'm glad we only went there once and spent $160 for two people.
Good job.
Coconut shrimp tastes like dingleberries hanging off my dog's hairy asshole. Those are fucking disgusting. Drinks were good. Drinks were strong and good.
They have to have something going on.
The margaritas in Margaritaville, they're pretty good. Yeah. I'll give them that.
Yeah, if those sucked, that'd be a huge letdown.
Yeah.
We always pass there every time we go there, but I've never walked in.
The fucking food tastes like some nasty-ass Milwaukee mist. I don't know what the fuck it was. Some
mist?
Yeah, some nasty-ass shit. Don't go there to eat. We went to the local Goat as well, which is the most popular restaurant in Pigeon Forge.
Huh.
Not blown away by it. I had ribs, and they have deep-fried deviled eggs.
That's interesting.
My farts smelled like dead frogs the next day.
Yeah, I love deviled eggs, though.
They were pretty good. They were real good. So you can get a chance to go to the local Goat. I would not recommend the ribs or the Bloody Mary. Just keeping it 100 with you. And that was my experience in Pigeon Forge.
Heck yeah. Good times. Oh, I love going there.
It's fun. It's a fun spot.
It's really busy, but it's fun.
Real busy.
Yeah.
If you don't mind putting in the work, there's a lot of stuff to be done there.
Oh, yeah.
We went to a Brazilian steakhouse as well.
Yeah.
You ever been to one of those?
No. Did they shave your balls?
No.
That's the Brazilian, right?
They wax it, dude.
No, they wax it. Yeah,
yeah, okay. They didn't shave my balls. They wax them, motherfuckers.
That's good service.
You've never been to a Brazilian steakhouse?
I mean, like sake.
No,
that's Japanese. That's Japanese.
You uncultured swine. Let me tell you about a Brazilian steakhouse.
Okay.
You walk in, they say, how many are in your party? You don't tell them smoking or not because you're not allowed to do that in fucking restaurants anymore, Rob Dog. You sit down and they say, what do you want? You get the whole spiel. It's $50 for your dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put a little placard on your table.
Okay.
There's a red side on the placard and there's a green side in the placard.
Okay.
As soon as you flip that motherfucker to green, these little Brazilian fellows start running up to your table with meat on spicks. I'm talking filet mignon, ribeye, tenderloin, pork chop, sausages, you name it.
Hell yeah.
Each person is carrying a different meat and they run up to your table and they get in your rolled up napkin. They give you a fork, a spoon, a knife, and then a little tongs.
Okay.
And they roll up to your table, and if you got your green button up, they start slicing the meat off the spick, and you grab it. You grab the meat off, and you lay it on your, and they just keep on bringing steak, pork chops. You get that's the biggest meat sweats you'll ever have in your entire life.
I mean, that sounds good.
This is the perfect episode to talk about how much meat I put in my mouth at that place, because I ate so much goddamn steak.
Yeah.
And then, like, you're 4 or 5 meats in, they bring you, like, mashed potatoes and caramelized bananas and plantains.
Ooh, that's fun.
And stuff. Oh, yeah.
Man, that sounds good.
It's well worth the experience.
Huh, that's
you
really cool.
You should definitely check it. We went to one in Louisville last time we were there. Really good spot.
Huh, yeah. I've never knew that was a thing.
Infinite meat, dude. God.
That's my dream.
It is. There's so much meat. You'll even know where it's coming from.
I'm all about it.
It's delicious, you say. They say, you know, what you want, medium rare, well done, what do you want? And they cut it off for you, grab it with the tongs. Yeah. Fucking delicious, dude.
Some of the best nights of my life were just sitting there with meat flying at my face.
I agree. Yeah. I was there.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go over here and dial up the music for the Ohio Battlefield of Love. We keep on getting copyright infringements on this motherfucker, but I don't care.
On the music?
Yep.
What the fuck?
Even though it's copyright free.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of answering to people that aren't my fucking dad or mom. YouTube, I'm talking to you, you pieces of shits. Mark Zuckerberg and your Google empire. Fucking Steve Jobs, fuck you. Love your phones.
Bunch of fucking wieners.
Love your watches, Apple. Steven Jobs.
Stick to fruit.
I bet you they named him Steven Jobs because he gives good head. What do you think?
I don't think he's giving much head anymore.
Tim Cook. Sorry, I'm talking about you, Tim Cock. I wasn't talking about the dead one. I apologize, Tim Cook. You fucking butt chugger. Good to be a butt chugger, though.
That'd be sweet if he was.
He probably listens for sure.
Kick us a couple bills, dog.
My husband thinks that anytime something is bothering me, such as a runny nose or backache, that the cure-all medicine for me is to put his Vienna sausage in my mouth. His mentality is, quote, "We never know until we try." Do other men think they are doctors, too? Sincerely, Kimber Wooford. She was on last week as well. P.S. I don't make him sandwiches after relations because of the Vienna sausage.
Damn.
So it sounds to me, Alex, that you have a very small penis. And your wife is very upset about it to the point she's comparing it to a very small breakfast sausage. What I would do, they have an apparatus you can hook up to the ceiling that stretches your dick out while you're sleeping. You're going to notice that the bitch is going to come right out of that bitch if you can stretch that thing out, make it a lot bigger. Hit the nooks and crannies. Touch the bottom. Tickle her ribs from the inside. So that's what she wants. You know what, Alex? In the meantime, you're not going to be able to stretch that pecker out super quickly. I would hop on Craigslist. Type in BBC. Find a nice fellow that wants to come over and take care of her for you.
Wait, hang on. I'm confused.
Why?
You keep saying Alex, but it's from Kimber Wooford.
Her husband's name is Alex.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha.
I remember this from the last episode.
Oh, okay.
I got a memory like a fucking elephant.
I was looking around. I was looking at all the other notes like, wait, is he looking at the different one?
Your husband's name is Alex.
Okay.
They have kids. They've fucked for sure by now.
Four or five times. I would say, yeah. As to the question, do men think they're doctors? Do all men, other men think they're doctors too? Yeah, me. I'd like to say that my success rate with that method is 70%. It cures runny noses.
I would like to retract everything I said about the additional man in the bedroom. Alex just spit in your mouth. That's a good way to bring the spice things up. Also, what I offer my wife is a shot of Peter Sellen.
That always works.
Sounds like it's coming from a pharmacist. So?
I offer, anytime she has any like a virus or anything, I offer her a nice dose of acoxicillin.
Okay. I like it. On to the next question.
Okay. Next question. I am a single male in my 30s who's beginning to fall in love with the lady who jerks me off at the local Asian massage parlor. The thing is, she says she can't see me anymore unless I tip her more. I also think she might be a sex trafficking victim.
Fuck.
What should I do? Sincerely, Skeeter with orange sauce. What the fuck is going on?
Okay, Skeeter, I want you to go to Walmart and you're going to buy a really big bag of rice.
That took a turn. I wasn't ready for that last sentence.
I don't even know how to offer...
First off, what is the... I think he broke me. What makes you think she's a sex trafficking victim? I hate to be laughing at that.
When you know, man.
Is it the way she jerks you off?
Well, we call that a help jerk.
She just doesn't want to be there.
You can tell she's jerking for help. Sometimes... I've heard that some of these Asian women jerk off in Morse code. Trying to pass you a signal.
Maybe that's what it is.
I don't know. Skeeter, what I would
thank
do,
you for that, Skeeter.
I would tape a knife to the inside of your thigh. She takes the knife off of you and she stabs you with it. She wants you to die. If she doesn't stab you, it means she's going to use it for her escape. Sure. You should help her escape.
I think, yeah.
You should drive your Mazda Miata to the back wall of the building, knock down the wall, have her get in the car, and peel out and leave, and then you guys can be together forever. Just as long as she doesn't like jerking off the anime, because that'd be fucking gross.
I feel like, as you being a good customer to her, well, first off, you need to start tipping her more. How about that? Second off, with you being a regular... Maybe she'll understand that you're falling for her and you'll be able to help her escape her sex trafficking. And maybe she'll come to love you as well.
Very possible.
Very possible. Love wins.
All right. All right, Hosses. This is from Floof. I'm needing some help quick, fast, and in a hurry. I've known my girlfriend since the day I was born. Almost attached at the hip, but not quite. It's my right hand. It's bitch keeps arguing with me and trying to cheat on me. I beat the shit out of my hand, but all that gave me was a wrist wrap, and that kinky bitch liked it. What should I do about the disrespectful attitude my hand has taken on?
Okay.
If you have a garbage disposal in your kitchen...
What way? And cheating in what way? Jerking off other guys?
I think that's what he's alluding to. Or that she, is, he or she, where it's not, I'm not assigning...
That's unexcusable for your hand to do that. I think you got to start with the pinky finger, lop it off, and let it know that there's more coming if it keeps it up. Or the garbage disposal, that works too.
Every time that I started to masturbate when I was younger, I would look down and it would be my uncle. It wouldn't be me.
Nah, yeah. That's sad.
It is sad. So, Mr. Floof, I would stick your hand in a garbage disposal just to teach it a lesson.
Yeah, sure. Do you ever get a toothpick and vigorously place it in between your finger and your nails?
You don't need to do that.
Oh, okay. Oh, never mind. I'm sorry.
This isn't Viet fucking Nam, Robert.
Just start shimming your fingernails. That always works.
This isn't Saigon. Son of a bitch.
Next one. Dear Bootylicious Nickalicious and the dog named Rob, I am having a love problem. You see, I am in love with my friend, BBC, Big Ben Cheeks. And he doesn't reciprocate these feelings, or instead he has fallen in love with my son, fake / play son.
Okay.
Okay. Just to spite me. This really hurts me because BBC has some really beautiful and red cheeks that make me just want to squeeze them, but I can't since I won't involve myself in my son's life.
I think I get what you're saying here.
But I'm struggling not to just initiate a threesome since we're not related. I'm...
I would, of course, have to be
the top. There you go. Spelling there. I would, of course, have to be the top because my asshole has no need to have the ability to drop a shit while standing up like a porn star can. But I'm down to blow and sticking. Can you please give me some advice, please? Sincerely, Drippy Dripperton III.
Yeah, I'm going to call the police on this guy. I don't have any further advice for him.
I'm not sure what the question is.
I would like to call the police.
I think you should. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm calling the police.
All right. We'll save that next question for next week.
Ooh, that's a pretty picture right there.
Yeah. Fade that out.
Oh, yeah.
Time to get the episode going. We're 21 minutes.
It's okay.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, guys, we're talking about the gay purge of the American government and the gay bomb.
Hell yeah.
Which are both real things. We didn't make these up. And
sounds like we did.
For science, we have lit a gay bomb and placed it somewhere in the studio this evening. We're going to see what it does to us in terms of pheromones and aphrodisiacs. We're going to see what kind of difference it makes in this room, and we're going to report back for you guys.
Yeah, at any time it can go off, and we have no idea when.
If the gay bomb goes off...
You guys will be the first ones to know exactly what happens when you're in close proximity to a gay bomb.
You'll hear it. You'll hear it before you see it. So, for many years, people of the LGBTQ community have suffered through unfair treatment. Even before the strides we've made through the recent years, there were much darker times before that. And one of the most staggering things for me, Rob Dog, when reading through all this research, and like I said before, this is kind of a tribute to Pride Month.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people have, some people are like, Pride Month's a big scam, whatever. I am proud of people that take steps forward, no matter if they're gay, not gay, white, Hispanic, black, man, woman, child, dog, cat. It doesn't matter. If you're making progress in your life and you're doing what you want to do and you're being happy and you feel better about yourself and you feel better about the people around you and you feel like that you can do the exact same things as the people around you and get the same treatment that they're getting, I'm happy for you. I'm happy for your progress. I love you. I want to fuck the shit out of myself because I look real good in this tie-dye shirt that I'm wearing.
You are rocking it pretty well.
I want everyone to have the same everything.
Definitely. Yeah, there shouldn't be any sort of stigma or any looking down upon just based off of who you love. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy, you know, that we have to even say that. There's still so much many stupid people out there.
I was looking at the suicide rates in the LGBTQ community, and at last polled, people of the ages between 13 and 24, there were 4,000 people polled. 40% of those polled said in the past year they have seriously considered taking their own life, committing suicide. So with that, I want to reference the Trevor Project, which Trevor Project is a leading national organization providing crisis intervention and suicide prevention services to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and questioning young people ages from 13 to 24. The Trevor Project hotline is 1-866-488-7386. That's 1-866-488-7386. Also, the number for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255. You can chat online available. They have that available as well. And they're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you find yourself kind of maybe, for lack of a better term, kind of afraid to come out of the closet, or that's what they call it, being trapped in the closet, even on these websites, you have an outlet that you can reach out to if you're feeling like you want to take your own life. You should never think about that. So no. There are people out there. We care about you. We'll put our personal phone numbers on the end of this. We'll put Rob's out there.
Okay.
For at the end of this episode for everybody. Just so, yeah, there's a lifeline out there for you guys if you need help.
There's that meme going around right now that says, you know, if you're whoever it is, your parents, whoever doesn't accept you for who you are, I do. I'm your dad now.
I'm your dad.
There you
go. Call me daddy. That's hot, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But
we accept you. It doesn't matter.
And with the progress that we have made, there was a much, much darker time many years ago.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
And even as recent as 1994,
woo,
we're going to be covering two different subjects here. First, we're covering the gay bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, we're covering the U.S. government gay purge.
Okay.
Where the U.S. government literally purged all of the gay people from federal jobs. It's a horrific, I'm going to call it a crime. And when you guys hear the facts about this one, you're going to be staggered, to say the least. But first off, I want to tell you guys about the gay bomb. And I'm not talking about the one that I'm dropping off in Rob's ass later on. I'm talking about the gay bomb.
Can't wait.
This idea for the gay bomb was conceived by the U.S. military in 1994.
Holy shit.
When I was 7 years old.
94. I was thinking this was going to be like in the 30s. This
was in 1994.
This is fucking 94.
And this is exactly what it was called. It's the gay bomb.
Like, they didn't even give it like a special like code name.
What should we name it? We'll name it the dirty bomb. No, that's too gay. How about the gay bomb? Yeah, I really like that one. This idea for the gay bomb was conceived by the U.S. military in 1994. They were looking for a way to completely disrupt the enemy during war, but not kill them.
It's so fucking stupid.
It gets way better, dude.
Oh, I know.
And you may have heard of this place before. The leading research and development facility in the United States government, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, right
what
here
you know?
Outside of Dayton, Ohio, where we live at.
We didn't cover that in our inaugural episode.
We should call Ray Shemansky and ask him about the gay bomb.
Oh, dude, I bet he knows.
He's like, I know all about the gay bomb. But they performed all the research and development for the gay bomb right here outside of Dayton, Ohio, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. There were a lot of alternative options explored, And, but they ultimately settled on the gay bomb as their main course of action here. They are looking for a way to distract the enemy soldier long enough to mount an attack without hurting them. That seems like a really fucking dumb idea for war. We want to attack them, but we don't want to hurt them. So there's only two ways to fully distract a man, and that's with money or with sex. And they weren't going to drop fucking loads of cash out of the sky, so they had to drop sex out of the sky. But the problem that they are running into, typically, the battlefield is predominantly dominated by males. Not to say that women can't compete in combat in war. That's just to say when you're fighting Iraq, Russia, China, when you're fighting these other fucking countries, their armies are all men for the most part. Sure. You're not fighting against women. That's just the way it is. So you can't just drop a fucking Huey full of hookers out there in the field and expect that to win the war for you. It just doesn't work that way.
And just blow them all up like they're fucking wild hogs in Texas.
Plus, we don't have enough hookers to spare for that. Jobs are hard to come by right now.
Right, I know. They get sign-on bonuses right now, too, from what I hear.
You know it's hard out here for a pimp right now.
That's what I've heard.
So the U.S. military put together a 3-page proposal where they detailed their new $7.5 million invention, the gay bomb.
I love how it was a fucking... they put together this thing, this whole project about this bomb, and it was 3 pages. That's like so not...
$7.5 million.
So not thought out at all. They decided it's just a bunch of fucking bazooka bubblegum comics. Just have it taped to like a sheet of paper.
Oh man, they said, you know what? We're gonna do the gay bomb. I always wonder, like, when you know, back in high school, you know, maybe a couple, few different guys have all been with the same girl, and they kind of
Eskimo brothers.
They kind of talk about her. You know, she's got a stinky area.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if gay guys chatter like that too. Like, if there's one guy at the club, like, you know, every time I get with him, it smells like titty butt down there. Smells like a fucking fart tornado every time I fuck him. Smells like dogs barking when I try and eat his butt.
God.
If you've ever eaten a man's ass and it smells like dogs barking, send us an email, brohiopodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear about your story.
Yeah, I'm so intrigued by that. Definitely, please, stop whatever you're doing right now.
I would be such a non-reciprocating lover if I were a gay man. I would just be like, eat my butt. I just want my butt eaten all the fucking time. I would never want anything. I'd be like, eat my butt. I want you to eat my butt out.
Not after one of them fucking Brazilian steakhouse nights. Get the fucking meat sweats all the way down to your asshole.
Yeah, I'd be the guy they talk about at the club. Like, I was eating him out. I smell like dogs barking, fucking dead turtles. And
Skyline chili. Which is the fucking shit.
Smell like a fucking fart tornado. Smell like shit himself before I ate him out. You know, with women's genitals, you don't really the worst you gotta worry about is a little bit of pee sometimes, but you don't ever have to worry about her shitting on that thing.
That's true.
But when you're eating the bussy or the butt pussy, as I like to call it, you gotta worry about that. Because if I'm dancing at the club, I'm gonna turtle head a little bit. I'm gonna prairie dogged while I was at the club.
Yeah, especially if like a real good song's on.
Yeah.
You don't want to leave the dance floor?
Dun, dun. So hot, yeah. So hot in here. That song makes me drop it way fucking low, Rob Dog.
I think
throw that ass in a circle for that one.
I think the national fucking dance song is...
Yeah, that's a good one. So, like I said, $7.5 million invention, the gay bomb. The gay bomb would be a cloud of gas that would be discharged over enemy camps, quote... Okay. It contained a chemical that would cause enemy soldiers to become gay and to have their units break down because all their soldiers became irresistibly attracted to one another.
Okay.
So, in essence, they've dropped a bomb that makes all of the male soldiers turn gay and ultimately want to fuck the shit out of each other. That would be euphoric for me. They wouldn't even have to use the gas on me in that battlefield. That's the Brohio battlefield of love right there.
All right, if you guys look straight ahead, we have an enemy flanking to our left side.
Daddy, chill.
Chill out. Freaking stop, Jesus, dude.
This outfit's clashing.
Oh, my God. And the cool thing about that is, if imagine your first time with another man, was out in the trenches. You're trench warfare. You guys are shitting in coffee cans and eating fucking scorpions. And this guy just walks up to you and grabs you around the crotch and says, I'm going to take this dick. And you're like, I don't want to give the dick. The gas hasn't quite got to you yet. But he grabs a hold of you and says, I'm going to fuck the shit out of you. And he's just all fucking gay and crazy.
Man, just the thought that this was a thing is wild.
How can you be sharpshooting if there's a guy trying to fucking grab on your grundle? There's nothing That's you true. Can do about that.
Yeah.
It's a perfect idea. It only costs $7.5 million. We make fucking cars more expensive than that now.
That's true.
You can drop a gay bomb for...
That's play money.
That's nothing. You wouldn't even have to clean up the dead bodies. The fucking all the cum would eat the bodies up, and you wouldn't even have to. I wouldn't even have to. I'm so excited to talk about this, Rob Dog.
This is crazy. I want to get into seeing how the fuck they figured this would work.
Yeah. Okay. So all the soldiers, they drop the bomb. The gases are spread all over. The soldiers become recklessly in love with one another, irresistibly attractive to one another.
Hmm.
And that's what it says. Not attracted to one another, like I said before. It says they became irresistibly attractive to one another.
Okay.
So like, oh, God damn, he looks fucking good.
This was like there's an episode of Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
That's similar to this where Morty wants Jessica to fall in love with him, but it was during flu season and
unfortunate.
Rick made him the serum, and then everybody got sick.
Oh, okay.
And they spread the serum through their snot and their fucking coughing, and everybody wanted to fuck Morty's brains out.
It's pretty much the same premise.
It's relatable, yeah.
They engineered these bombs to where the gas would release very, very strong full doses of pheromones that would turn the soldiers gay against one another.
I wonder if it was like sweaty balls, pheromones.
I don't know what fucking pheromones they use, but
stinky asshole or...
Not only would it make them gay, but they would also just start fucking each other on the battlefield. So it would make them so incredibly aroused that they would drop their firearm, they would drop their scary guns, and they would start beating cakes on one another. They would start tearing it up, packing fudge, doing everything that they do out there.
I don't know if I've ever seen a guy that attractive that in the middle of gunfire, I would drop my gun and start fucking him.
Fucking God.
Jason Momoa, maybe?
Camo pants. And the best part about this whole entire bomb building scenario, the researchers didn't really produce any plausible data to go along with their proposals. They just said, you know what? Trust us. This shit fucking slaps right here. This is going to have them all fucking each other. They're going to be scissored in 69 and they're going to be blowing each other under the barbed wire.
Should have called it the boner bomb.
The boner bomb. The Beaver Destroyer. The Clam Jam.
Clam Jam.
So they drop the bomb. These guys are just like, oh no, bomb. And it's hits the ground. Nobody dies. They're like, dude.
Oh shit, what the fuck was that?
Dudes, we're okay. I can't believe we lifted the fucking bomb. They nuked us and it didn't even. Nice fucking cock, man. Nice fucking wiener. You know, they're all out there with fuzzy muffs and no shave. No, you know, no shave November the whole entire year. Man, that'd be nasty. I wouldn't want.
The way your butt cheeks tighten when you run.
I've been thinking about sucking your dick for 30 or 40 seconds now.
Watch me make my dick say your name.
Some people are probably really getting aroused listening to this episode.
Hey, who knows, man?
If you are, send us an email, bro. iopodcast@gmail.com.
We'll put it on our love connection episodes.
Yeah. Now, the gay bombs were laced with aphrodisiacs and other scents. I don't know what some type of rhinoceros musk, I believe, is what they said. But
yeah.
Some of the other proposals that they had would not only do they have a gay bomb, but they had a bee bomb where when they dropped it, it would induce angry swarms of bees.
Oh, my God. That's worse.
So not that veers off the path of not wanting to harm anybody. What if?
Dude, wasps are like, or bees are fucking scary.
That's what they, the proposal was for wasps, actually. And listen to this.
You know how pissed off they would be?
What if they drop the gay bomb? Mm-hmm. Everybody gets naked and starts having sex. And then they drop the bee bomb. And the bees start swarming while everybody's naked and fucking
fucking
eating each other out and stuff.
Man, the B bomb. Why haven't we fucking done that before?
We should make one in my garage tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got all kinds of shit in the garage.
Like a Black Widow bomb and then...
something. I don't know. We can make it look like a giant bee.
That'd be sweet.
Paint it up like a bee.
Yeah. Man, that sounds fun.
Now, the gay bomb, it did not, or did it, make it into production. Ooh, so, you know, the U.S. government, they're real secretive about this stuff. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'll keep a fucking secret from you, buddy.
They don't care to.
They won't tell you shit, and they'll just have it. You think you're out there marching, you're going, you're doing things, and all of a sudden they hit you with a gay bomb. You don't know what the fuck.
Next thing you know, you're trying to eat Chad's ass out on the battlefield.
Come here, give me some of that sweet chocolate sugar. Give me some of that sugar.
That's what I say when I'm trying to eat another guy out.
And I think that probably works too.
Give me some of that sugar.
It's flattering.
How would you guys like to own some underwear that were developed and tested by over 400,000 men that do a phenomenal job at accentuating your bulge, just like it did for me? Tebow Underwear is a leader in community-led production of men's bodywear, and they're leading the movement to have this as the future of all clothing production. How many times have you purchased clothing online and been sorely disappointed at the quality in the feel? That does not happen with Tebow Underwear. And Tebow Underwear was gracious enough to send Rob Dog and I some free underwear for us to try so we could give you guys a true and honest testimonial. And let me say, they fit perfectly, they feel great, and they are a quality product. And what's different about Tebow Underwear, it wasn't just some guy in a, you know, a fancy studio or lab somewhere that designed these underwear. They use the say-so from their customers to design the underwear perfectly for guys like us. Tebow Underwear is a superior cut, and they use bamboo material that's softer and more durable than your average underwear. And the bamboo material helps regulate the temperature in your undergrundle, if you know what I'm talking about. And if you want to feel what I felt, you can get 20% off your next purchase at TebowBodyWear.com. That's TebowBodyWear.com by using the discount code BROHIO. That's TebowBodyWear.com. All you have to do is use the promo code BROHIO. The beginning of any journey can feel daunting. You're not sure you're heading in the right direction, and maybe you don't know exactly what to prepare for. With Credit Karma, you can be more informed about what's ahead. A little over a year ago, I set out to fix my credit. Yes, Nicholas, my credit. And without the help of Credit Karma, I could not accomplish that. And I am proud to say I have a credit score and a payment history that I'm completely proud of. Credit Karma's game-changing technology shows you tailored offers for credit cards and personal loans that you're more likely to be approved for, so you can apply with more confidence, i.e. not get turned down. They use your credit and other financial information to show you custom recommendations. Whether you want cash back, travel rewards, or to consolidate debt, Credit Karma can help you find the offers that fits your goals. With a selection of options and approval odds, you have the power to make informed decisions. At Credit Karma, you can apply with confidence. And I am asking the listeners of the Brohio podcast to go to creditkarma.com/podcast to learn more and find offers tailored just for you. That's creditkarma.com/podcast, or you can see your offers on the Credit Karma app. Apply with confidence today. Go to creditkarma.com/podcast or the Credit Karma, that's Karma with a K, the Credit Karma app. Recently, guys, I've started doing some online gaming, and also at the back of my mind, I've got a lot of people in my house using the internet for a lot of different things. I've got kids to protect, I've got a family to protect. All of that is weighing on the mind of the delicious Nickalicious. That is why I am proud to tell you about NordVPN. They have thousands of servers in 60-plus countries that are updated weekly. You can unlock Netflix and all your favorite entertainment websites, and they offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're going to protect your data while traveling in public places like airports and coffee shops, and they have a very special cybersecurity suite which acts as an ad blocker. You're going to get a faster connection with Nord Linux. There's no data logging, and they offer 24/7 customer support, live chat, or emails, and you can have up to 6 simultaneous connections. They're also going to double your data encryption for increased anonymity. They have Android and iOS apps to secure your mobile browsing experiences as well. And it doesn't matter what platform you're using, Mac OS, Windows, Linux, iOS, Android, they have got an option for you. They offer unlimited bandwidth, and they have an automatic kill switch. NordVPN has an extension for Chrome browser, which is lightweight and user-friendly from the first click. It secures your browsing in seconds. And if you would like to try NordVPN, just go to nordvpn.com/brohio or use the promo code brohio, and you're going to get a two-year plan plus one additional month with a huge, huge, huge discount, guys. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you've got nothing to lose. That's nordvpn.com/brohio or use the promo code brohio. You're going to get a two-year plan with an additional 1 month with a huge discount. You know, in Ohio, we dropped the masks, the mask mandate.
Hell yeah, we did.
And nobody has hit me with the smile, girl. Nobody's hit me with that yet. I thought I'd be getting that a lot more.
Man.
Since we...
I didn't think about that. I haven't been hit with it either. That's kind of sad.
Smile, girl. That's the creepiest shit, dude. Let me see that go down.
Like you're entitled to get smiled at.
I'll knock a motherfucker's teeth down his throat with my bare knuckles.
So you just got to do something real ugly. Just so you have to go.
Meth teeth. Oh, now even though the gay bomb did or didn't, you know, we don't really know.
We haven't got that far yet.
Make it into production. It was proposed to the National Academy of Sciences in 2002. As recent as 2002,
wow. It
was proposed to the National Academy of Sciences, and it sparked a series of other equally unusual chemical warfare ideas. And all the research from this episode came from All Things Interesting. They had a couple good segments that I had to caveat off of here. But in the next few years, scientists theorized a sting me, attack me bomb, which would drop a scent that would attract swarms of enraged wasps.
Fuck,
and one that would make skin suddenly unbelievably sensitive to the sun.
Oh, that's just fucked up.
That's maniacal. That's some
just
that's,
it just turns you into a ginger.
That's some goddamn Saddam bin Laden shit right there.
Yeah,
buddy.
It is.
They also proposed one that would cause, quote, severe and lasting halitosis, as in cat shit breath. Though it's not entirely clear what they hope to achieve by just giving their enemies bad breath.
I had a friend who had halitosis.
Yeah, I know.
And it was really fucking bad.
Was he in our grade?
No.
Okay.
This is a different guy. He was like two. His brother was in our grade.
Was it a last name start with an S?
No.
Okay.
No. I'll tell you afterwards. But okay. I'm still good friends with this guy. But he's
got halitosis.
Yeah.
Smells like a barking dog.
He looks like a big stinky cowboy. Love him.
Oh, halitosis is rough.
But
buddy.
He stinks, man.
Yeah. It's when your breath just smells like shit all
like
the time.
Hot garbage.
You can't do anything about it. It's usually caused from tonsil stones.
I've heard, and this is just what I've heard. That halitosis is completely made up, and it was made up by the Crest Company to sell more toothpaste.
Well, then why do those dudes continue to smell like cat shit breath all the fucking time, dude?
They just, I don't,
there
yeah,
is
I don't
nothing
know.
That pisses me off more than bad breath.
It's easily preventable.
All you gotta do, if your breath still stinks after you brush your teeth, fucking kill yourself. Don't do that. Kerosene, gargle with kerosene. No, they have lots of, mouthwashes, different things you can use. Call your dentist and say, God damn it, it still smells like motor oil after I'm done brushing my teeth. I got to do something about it. Halitosis. I'm glad the halitosis bomb never worked out. But that was
Thank
one of
God.
The proposals that they had.
That's terrifying.
Among one of the more comical ideas was a bomb titled, Who, Me? Who, Me bomb. Which simulated flatulence among the ranks. This is real too.
That is so good.
When you drop it from the sky, it doesn't go. It goes. It just farts all the way down. And then when it hits the ground, it just real hot
man,
nasty one.
Man, a fart bomb.
It wasn't the fart bomb. It was the who me?
Who me?
Who me bomb? Which simulated flatulence among the ranks. Hopefully distracting the soldiers with terrible smells long enough for the U.S. to attack. Oh, how terrible does our military have to be? We got him with a fucking fart bomb to distract him.
I mean, at that point, they might as well just like have like made it rain down laxatives. Then they could at least been shitting themselves. Dude, like
I would have dropped. Oh, I would drop the gay bomb, the B bomb, the fart bomb, the fucking A bomb,
me bomb.
Yeah, I'd drop all of them all at once. Guys are out there getting stung on their wieners by bees while they're fucking each other. Everybody stinks. Their breath smells like shit.
I think that's what caused the plague back in the biblical ages.
Everybody's farting themselves to death. Oh, my God. The fart bomb idea was scrapped almost immediately, however, after researchers pointed out that some people throughout the world don't find the smell of flatulence particularly offensive.
Well, yeah. It probably smells better than what they're used to smelling.
Oh, man. It's like, you know, a fart's a good change of fucking pace for some people.
Right.
Like the gay bomb, these creative chemical ideas also never came to fruition. According to Captain Dan McSweeney of the Joint Non-Lethal Weapons Directorate at the Pentagon, the Department of Defense receives, quote, hundreds of projects per year, but none of these particular theories ever took off. None of the systems described in that 1994 proposal have been developed, he said. Despite the drawbacks for their work in such an innovative field, the researchers have conceptualized the gay bomb, were awarded with the IG Nobel Prize, a parody award, which celebrates unusual scientific achievements that, quote, first make people laugh and then make them think.
Hmm.
That was the gay bomb.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, boss, we dropped it. Everybody dropped their drawers after it dropped a bomb. Everyone got hard peters, hard wieners. They're fucking, man.
That's awesome.
I'd love for them to test that out here in Dayton. Drop a gay bomb.
They probably have.
They probably.
They explain a lot.
I just love being loved, you know?
Yeah, right.
That's all that would be is hot love.
I'm down.
Hot. Drop it in the fall, though, because there's going to be a lot of goddamn friction.
I don't ever want to be at war, so I mean, if I just walk down the street and also just want to fuck another dude, that'd be great.
I want him to start off with the fart bomb, though.
Yeah, yeah. Ease it into it.
I want one that makes me fart. I don't want one that just smells like fart, because when people spray that liquid ass stuff, that shit makes me gag, bro.
I've never smelled it before.
Oh, my God. It smells like a barnyard.
I've been wanting to get some for forever just to fuck around with people.
It is so bad.
Is it?
Liquid ass. Look it up. Buy it on Amazon. Go to your office and spray it in your boss's coffee. This stuff smells like somebody...
It's coffee?
Somebody
damn.
Straight dropped trow and dropped a turd on the fucking ground. It like, stinks so fucking bad.
Like
man.
Horse shit?
No, it smells like dead horses fucking on top of it like a fucking grave. It is disgusting. It is so rancid. I can't even compare the smell. It smells worse than shit. You know when somebody makes, like somebody has an odor about them?
Yeah.
Where they're either their farts or you ever walk into a bathroom and the shit smell is so bad that you can breathe it in, you can taste it?
Yeah.
Take that and intensify it by about 100 and that's what liquid ass smells like. It is disgusting.
Man, I really need to get some of that.
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah.
Just spray it on passerbys.
Hit the boys with it, and you'll see a new level of fucking anger, buddy. That shit stinks. It goes away.
Yeah.
God damn, does it stink.
Hmm. Very interesting.
It smells like fucking llama farts and vomit. It's so gross, man. We should buy some.
I'm down.
We should spray it in each other's mouths.
Spray it into a jar, and then we have to open it and huff it.
No. No. I will say tonight, remind me, I'll go get the Cheese Whiz and the Oreo, and you can do the Oreo cheesecake thing.
Okay. There's also a new thing, I don't know if you've seen it, where they've been putting mustard on watermelon.
I've heard that.
And I want to try that, too.
That's gross.
And I heard it's actually really good. I don't know.
I don't trust it.
Yeah, me neither. So from here, we go into the Lavender Scare.
And the Lavender Scare was the U.S. government gay purge. It's called the Lavender Scare. It's actually the U.S. government gay purge.
Okay. They gave it a fancy name to hide it.
Well, they'll tell you why it's called the Lavender Scare in a little bit.
All right, so the Lavender Scare lasted from 1947 to 1961, so I had a good little tenure there. It was a witch hunt that American government would love for us to forget about.
Not happening.
So in 1950, the U.S. Senator Joseph McCarthy made his infamous speech in West Virginia, during which he claimed to have a list of more than 200 employees of the State Department that were known communists.
You goddamn pinko commies. I don't even know what a communist is.
I don't either.
I know a communism is kind of a government, I don't even know.
I just know that Red Foreman didn't like him.
Well, a communist, they only give you enough to survive. And that's where you, the government compensates you for your skill, whether that be you're a bus driver, the government's in charge of paying everybody.
Gotcha.
And they only give you enough to survive, but then everybody technically is supposed to survive since everyone kind of gets the same amount. There's no like, but
Okay.
Communism's bad.
Okay, yeah, that sounds stupid. So, in doing so, he kicked the Red Scare into high gear and stoked fears that communists were infiltrating the U.S. government. That same year, political rhetoric linking communism with homosexuality became prevalent.
And you referenced the Red Scare, and this took place during the Cold War. So one of the biggest fears, and this happened in Canada as well, the Red Scare was...
That's when you fuck a girl and she starts her period, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what that is. That's the Red Rocket right there, buddy. The Red Missile. The Red Scare was...
Been there.
They thought that everyone in the... There were communists from the Cold War countries, from the Soviet Union, from all these other... They were infiltrating the U.S. government, which was true. We had spies in our government.
Sure did.
But the Red Scare was during the Cold War when they thought there were a lot of, political actors from other countries that had infiltrated the U.S. government, and they were acting as spy, acting in a capacity as a spy. And the Red Scare was, there's a lot of them, you know, during this time. Canada also went through a gay purge as well.
Okay.
And when you mentioned the political rhetoric about the homosexuality
with communism,
the McCarthy and other government employees made statements alleging that gay men and lesbians were either as dangerous or more dangerous than communists because they were easily susceptible to blackmail.
Oh, okay.
So they thought that all of the, there was like an influx of homosexuals in the U.S. federal government in terms of jobs, in terms of ranking positions.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought that the people that were homosexuals were easily swayed, were easily blackmailed, and they would do things to compromise the U.S. government. They would work with these communists. They would work with these spies because the communists would say, "I know you're gay, and you don't want anyone to know that you're gay, but I know you're gay because I sucked your fucking dick last night." And that's what would happen. And that's how the Red Scare and the
so then they would have one up on them. They'd have
yes. So yeah. Then these leaders, these senators and congressmen,
just blackmail pretty much.
Yeah, they said, you know what, we got to get all of these gays and lesbians out of their government positions because they are making us incredibly susceptible to all these spies and all these communists.
Hmm.
Isn't that fucking some shit right there?
That is some shit. It's crazy to think that like there was a time when it was so crazy to be like labeled as being like a homosexual. That
and this was during a time there was no coming out or not coming out. You just didn't. You did not. No one knew about your sexuality.
Look how long the whole don't ask, don't tell thing went on.
And we cover that here in a little bit.
You weren't even allowed to go into the military if you were gay.
Yeah. And at a time when homosexuality wasn't widely accepted, McCarthy claimed that in order for a homosexual to keep their sexual orientation private, they would reveal government secrets to those who were threatening to out them, thus starting the Lavender Scare or the gay purge. But Senator Everett Dirksen, Senator Everett Dirksen referred to gay men as lavender lads, and that's where the term Lavender Scare came from.
That sounds so like it's just two random words, but it sounds so derogatory.
It sounds derogatory, but also sounds very sensual. Like you wouldn't need a gay bomb because I already have a fucking boner. You know?
Let's be honest. Lavender smells good as fuck.
It does smell good. Even if it's on a man's butt. Even if it's on
maybe that's what happens,
it
man.
It don't matter if you put it on a poop chute or you put it on a flower. Let me, I'm going to sniff it and eat it.
I'll pour some lavender candle wax on your asshole and we'll see if I'm more attracted to it.
I won't eat flowers, but I'll eat your ass. I don't like flowers. I like butt.
So the Lavender Scare came into national attention in its own right, largely thanks to the 1950 Senate subcommittee known as the Hoey Committee after its chairman, Senator Clyde Hoey, before which George Raines testified. By the time they released their report on December 15th, 1950, they'd concluded that the Senate department was overrun with sex perverts, namely homosexuals.
These were much like the JFK committee. These are official committees ran by the U.S. government. And they said, you know what? Our government is overran with sexual, which it is overran with sexual perverts to this day.
Yeah.
Maybe not necessarily all homosexuals, but we
ones that fuck kids.
Welcome back to Prison Planet. I'm Alex Jones. We're here in the Brohio Studios here in the basement. We're talking to Senator Clyde Huey, who's dead. We've revived him from the dead. He's here. We've got a candlelight vigil at Infowars.com. We're in Rob Dog. Rob Dog, all the U.S. government officials are having sex with kids. I don't know. Rob Dog got the information, but I'm just conveying the information at this time.
60%.
60% of U.S. government officials are sexually active with children is your admission right now. Is that what you're saying?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure it's definitely more than what we don't want to think about.
If there's more than one, if
there, yeah, exactly.
If there is one, it's too many.
Exactly.
If there's two, there's way too many. But nonetheless.
Kill them all.
And I think that, oh, man, fucking politics. And that's why fucking hate politics so much. And you can hop on our closed group, Brohio Podcast, Butt Chuggers Anonymous. The password is Bill Wilkins. Don't ask me any more fucking questions. Just go join the group. But you join the group. Sometimes people post political stuff. I delete that shit right a fucking way. I fucking hate politics so much. It doesn't matter if you're red or blue or green or yellow. What state, what fucking political party doesn't fucking matter. We all wipe our asses after we're done shitting. We all like bagels. It doesn't fucking matter, dude. None of it matters. Like, it doesn't matter. They belong to money. They belong to things and entities and people so much higher than we'll ever be a part of.
Yeah, regardless what you're leaning, they don't give a fuck about you. They just want to get fucking office. They want to line their own pockets, push their own agendas, and they want to
fuck kids.
And fuck kids.
It's happening. Like, there's no doubt in my mind with all, and I've said it so many times before, where there's smoke, there's fire, Rob Dog.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
There's been so many stories over the past decade of, you know, Pizzagate and the Franklin Child scandal, Epstein Island, Bohemian Grove, all of this shit, all of these fucking stories, all of these people that have come forward and said, I was hurt. I was abused.
Yeah, and all secret organizations are linked into pedophilia as well. Like, the Bilderberg Convention, the Illuminati, they all have ties in child molestation.
So you're going to tell me if there's a million claims, at least one of those has to be true. Statistically speaking.
And that's playing it safe. One.
That's too many. More than that.
Yeah, it's definitely more than that. Yeah,
it's sickening.
Yeah,
it really is.
And that's one thing we've made pretty abundantly clear throughout our 10 years that's the one thing we cannot stand.
Well, yeah,
that's one thing that bothers me more than anything in the world.
I've said it before. If I could have people always say, if you were a superhero, what would you do? Would you fly? Would you shoot fucking laser beams out of your toes? Would you have big old fat fucking puffy nipples? No, I wouldn't do any of that stuff. I would want to be able to save and protect all the kids in the world from all the evil. Some kids are fucking assholes and got it coming to them.
They still don't deserve to get fucked by a 80-year-old man.
Not more like ass beatings and like getting bit by dogs and shit.
Sure, yeah.
Like if I were that superhero and, you know, my intuition said, there's a fucking little Timmy down the road. He's going to get hurt tonight. And I would say, I'm on my way to save him. And intuition would say, Timmy's a fucking asshole. He's going to get bit by a dog. I would let nature run its course.
So you just want to be like a superhuman Chris Hansen.
Yeah, but yeah, they said, little Timmy's going to get fucking fucked with an eggplant tonight. I'm going to go save Timmy.
Sure, definitely.
And he's going to be ungrateful, and he's not going to be gracious. But I'm going to save him anyways.
Makes
and
sense.
I'm going to say, I hope you get bit by a fucking dog, you little fucking shithead. That's just how I feel.
Better bit by a dog than get your earlobes nibbled on by a fucking by some guy with an inverted dick. And
yeah, if you want to nibble on Rob Dog's ears, send us an email, brohiopodcast@gmail.com. Doesn't matter your age, race, sex, religion, creed.
It doesn't matter your age, but it's okay. Don't put that out there.
18 and over, please.
Yes.
Well, let's be safe. Let's play safe. 19 and a half and older. For your nibbling.
Thank you.
Driver's license pictures included. Men only.
Yes.
Guys only. Thanks.
Earlier that year, another small Senate subcommittee led by Senator Kenneth Hoary and Senator J. Lister Hill had claimed that there were at least 3,000 homosexuals working in the State Department. Oh my God, 3,000 homosexuals working in the State Department. Holy shit, how do they get away with that?
I like the Buttigieg guy for president. I thought he was doing a really good job, and I would just love to think about the president was clapping cheeks with another man in the Oval Office. That would make me, I just be like, that's fucking America.
I think if there was 3,000 homosexuals working in the State Department, that would make that state even fucking better.
Predominantly gay.
Yeah. That's where we get come to California.
That's such an outlandish that's a fear of a piece of shit. That's such an outlandish statistic to say. You know, they're just, that's a scare tactic.
Yeah.
Granted, this was at a time whenever there was no, if your senator comes forward and says, we've discovered is we've got 3,000 gays and homosexuals and lesbians working for the State Department. You can't run to Google. You can't run to DuckDuckGo and say, how many gay people are in the state? You can't do that.
And they're steady pushing this agenda that these people are easily coerced into doing whatever they want from foreign bodies and or they'll be outed. Yes. I mean, it's literally a scare tactic. That's all it is.
And they're scared into believing that, God damn it, we got to get rid of them or they're going to turn us over to the red fucking Chinese.
Yeah.
They're going to get the Soviets in here. They're going to take us over. And you know what? Even to this day, and I'm not an anti-vaxxer or a COVID truther, none of this shit, but you can't believe for one second that everything that they've told us since the beginning of this pandemic is true. There's things that they've stumbled upon, and that's no fault of their own. Sometimes you have to rush to these conclusions to try and save a lot of people at any certain time.
Sure, so, very true.
That shit happens, man. But I'm just saying, to this day, they can tell us whatever the fuck they want, and we have to believe it.
Especially in these times. I mean, we're talking whole different ball game back in the fucking, when was this, the 50s?
Yeah, that's 50s and 60s.
Yeah, I mean, just like you said, you couldn't fucking go to Google to look this shit up. You had to literally listen to what you were told. And at that point, I think this is the point where I would still say the majority of Americans trusted what their government said.
Yeah.
And it was probably until the 60s when they realized, oh, fuck. After JFK's brains got blew out all over the back of his fucking car.
Back then, all they had was Encyclopedia Britannica. I know in page 477 in our Encyclopedia Britannica was the Woodstock page. Oh. And there was bare-chested women whenever we would flip through that.
I love that you still remember that. Yeah. Isn't it funny how you remember certain things and you forget certain things?
I can't remember shit, dude.
Don't even remember your kid's birthday, but you remember page 477.
Don't even remember how many kids I have.
Right. It's hard, man.
I'll walk up there and then they start running around. I'll start counting them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't know. They slow down long enough, I can get them all in a circle, I'll fucking count them.
Oh yeah, man. It's weird the shit that you retain. Like I retain so much stupid stuff and not the stuff that I should.
I do remember that growing up, my dad, he said there were 3,000 homosexuals in the State Department and he said I couldn't fucking do shit
because crazy.
Everyone was tailing on each other for stuff.
So with these committees stoking fears about homosexuals infiltrating the government, the State Department fired about 600 employees on so-called moral changes by the end of 1950. But the worst was yet to come.
It's moral charges.
Moral charges, my bad.
Not changes.
Moral charges, my bad.
They fired 600 fucking people.
Just random.
Get the fuck out of here. We think you're gay. Get the fuck out of here. Just for just
morals charge,
just for the suspicion of being a homosexual.
Can you imagine just being a really fucking good employee, and then all of a sudden getting fired because you know what? We think that you're against our morals.
Yeah, you shake your ass a little bit when you walk down the hallway. You go to the water cooler, you kind of twerk it, throw it back and forth, throw that ass in a circle. Some greasy fucking fat white dude doesn't like it, so there you are in front of the fucking executioner.
Yeah.
About to get your head chopped off, losing your entire livelihood. More so even than the Senate subcommittees of 1950, what truly solidified the Lavender Scare as an all-out witch hunt was Executive Order 10450. In reading through this, Rob, all of the people that were exiled from the U.S. government, all of the federal employees that were sent home, fired without any cause or reason except for the fact that they thought they were gay, we've never fucking heard about this before, man.
Crazy.
That's so nauseating, isn't it? This is completely removed from the history books. You don't read about this in school.
I don't like it.
I don't like it at all. So this executive order 10450 was signed by President Dwight Eisenhower in 1953. It set security standards for federal employment, and because gay people were seen as a security threat, the executive order barred homosexuals from working in the federal government. Several actions paved the way for Executive Order 10450. In 1947, federal law initiated a, quote, sex perversion elimination program designed to arrest and intimidate gay men in Washington, D.C. How fucking prejudiced does it get than that, man?
Fucking crazy.
And we've never heard about this before. That's not the best part, but it's the best part. Look at all the shit they hide from us, man. The following year, Congress passed an act for, quote, for the treatment of sexual psychopaths that allowed people who acted on same-sex impulses to be arrested and classified as mentally ill. This was as recent as the 1950s, Rob. But after Executive Order 10450 went into effect, anti-gay action reached new heights. Estimates claim that at least 5,000 suspected homosexuals were fired from their positions with the government, military, or even government-affiliated private contractors between 1947 and 1961. So for a fucking 15-year span, they exiled 5,000 people from their jobs that were suspected homosexuals.
It's wild.
5,000 people lost their livelihood. And it wasn't just jobs that were lost. Some people who couldn't cope with the terror of the Lavender Scare wound up committing suicide, with the whole thing covered up by the federal agents, no less. One State Department employee, Andrew Ference, was on assignment in Paris when he confessed that he was gay to federal agents who interrogated him over the course of 2 days in August 1954.
Oh my gosh.
He was interrogated for two fucking straight days. Ooh. And he finally said, okay, I'm fucking gay. Make it stop. Please let me go about my business. No, they fired him. When he was on special assignment in France, the agents forced Ference's resignation, and less than a week later, he killed himself with gas from his kitchen stove. The official report on his death listed the cause as inactive lung lesion. Ference's family didn't learn the true cause until 2 years after he passed away.
Oh, my gosh.
If that is not fucking stinky like fish fucking tuna toe.
Fish pussy.
I don't know what is, man.
Yeah.
And the fact that the very people that are supposed to be taking care of us and trying to tell us what's best for us were the people that were executing these plans, the people that were firing and doing these extended interrogations. It tells you a lot about what's going on, Rob Dog.
Trust your government. From here, we go to the resistance.
Resistance.
While government pressure on suspected homosexuals was fierce, several resistance groups fought back against the Lavender Scare. Perhaps the most famous gay activist in question, Frank Kameny?
Frank Commando.
Was an astronomer who was fired by the Army Map Service in 1957 because he had been arrested a year earlier for consensual contact with another man.
He got arrested for that.
Crazy. So, however, Kameny fought back and filed an appeal that took the case all the way to the Supreme Court. Although that appeal failed in 1961, the case raised awareness, and Kameny went on to help found the Mattachine Society of Washington, D.C. I'm sure I pronounced that wrong, in order to fight anti-gay discrimination. The group even protested outside the White House in 1965 in what's sometimes called the first gay rights demonstration in American history.
Fuck yes.
Despite resistance efforts in 1956, the Supreme Court ruled that limited discriminatory firings to federal employees directly involved with matters of national security, the Lavender Scare persisted well after the Red Scare faded away.
So even after they thought that all the communists were out of the government, they still wouldn't let homosexuals work in the federal government at all.
Wow.
Even after the Red Scare was over, they said, oh, you know, all the communists are gone. We still can't let these fucking homosexuals in office.
Yeah, why not?
It wasn't until the 1970s that the first real progress was made in reversing the damage of the Lavender Scare. In 1973, a federal judge ruled that sexual orientation alone was not grounds for termination from federal employment. And in 1975, which that should have been in place well before that, in 1975, the Civil Service Commission announced that gay people could no longer be barred from federal employment based on their sexuality.
Jesus.
Good, good. Everybody's turning course here. Executive Order 10450, nevertheless, stayed on the books until 1995 when President Bill Clinton rescinded it. By the time it was rescinded, more than 10,000 men and women had been forced to leave their jobs.
10,000 people.
Sad. Clinton, in turn, put in place the don't ask, don't tell policy for gay people in the military, which was itself repealed in 2011. That's just not too long ago at all.
Even the don't ask, don't tell thing is kind of like, I mean, I guess it was progressive at the time, but God damn it. Why does it fucking matter what anybody does or...
It doesn't make a fucking difference. Doesn't make it a fucking difference. It wasn't until January 2017 that the State Department formally apologized for the Lavender Scare in a statement issued by then Secretary of State John Kerry.
So there's that. The Lavender Scare, the U.S. government gay purge, where our U.S. government forcibly fired and removed from their jobs over 10,000 alleged homosexual employees.
Crazy.
And we've... It's...
What business is it of theirs? What they do at their house? What they do in their homes?
January of 2017, the State Department finally, formally apologized...
4 years.
...for what they did.
4 years ago. That's all. Even the fact that Don't Ask, Don't Tell wasn't repealed until 2011, which I think Obama did that, didn't he? Barack Obama? Pretty sure he's the one that appealed that. And that's crazy. Like,
yeah, it is.
What is the fucking point? What does it matter?
Well, like I said before, I'm happy we've made progress.
Definitely.
I'm happy we've taken steps forward. And I just want to go back and say it again. If you are someone that's, you know, dealing with something that's heavy on your heart, heavy on your mind, you can reach out to the Trevor Project, 1-866-488-7386. Also, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 1-800-273-8255. Save your life. We want to save your life for you.
Or email us, brohiopodcast@gmail.com.
We'll chat it up.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk to you if you're having a hard time. We love you regardless, no matter what. And also, more importantly, if you're a real vampire or have ever been bitten by a shark... Please email us also.
We had one person.
Podcast@gmail.com.
We had one person email us. It was like a real serious vamp, like not a vampire, but a vampire. They made it very clear that there's a big difference.
Like, was it Vampiro?
No, it's like someone that.
What's the fucking the wrestler?
No.
Because he's a juggalo. I'd definitely talk to him.
Yeah, let me see if I can. Here.
I hate to make light of such a... You're sitting here giving like the National Suicide Prevention.
Real vampire. Vampire.
Oh, yeah, with the Y.
You asked for real vampires to send you an email. Sweet. Ask and you shall receive.
Fuck yes.
I, however, must specify, I am a vampire.
V-A-M-P-Y-R-E.
Which is similar to, yet different than a vampire.
Okay.
I absorb, use, and transfer psychic energy... for lack of a better term, and explicitly never drink, collect, or use blood in any of my vampiric practice.
Okay.
I'm quite sure you've heard of chi or ki.
Yes.
It is the same very thing.
Okay.
That is just the tip of the iceberg for you.
Oh, man.
Perhaps your appetite has been whetted, and you'd like to know more.
Yes, I do.
You may respond to this email at your earliest convenience. Happy hunting.
Holy shit, that's so fucking good. Even if that dude just putting us on, that sounds great.
Want to chat now? I will write them back.
Yes, please. I'm so intrigued.
I'm a vampire.
My appetite has been whetted.
We should do a modern day vampire episode.
That would be dope.
It'd be a good one. We got lots of people sucking on each other's bloods and dicks and stuff.
Yeah.
If you've ever sucked on a bloody dick, send us an email. brohiopodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, God, here come the emails.
Let us know how cool it was.
Oh, God. Or if you've ever made a dick bleed, send us an email.
Speaking of bleeding dicks, have you ever heard of a Mississippi climax?
No.
That's where you come and you shit yourself at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever done that before?
No, but I'd like to.
If you've ever had a Mississippi climax, send us an email. Brohiopodcast@gmail.com. What do you think of the... My wife's came back, what the fuck are you doing down there? I'm like, yeah, we did a gay bomb episode.
That was the gay bomb dropping.
Oh, we dropped the gay bomb and started screaming.
Like, now we're all contagious.
Oh, yeah. She's like, the fucking kids are sleeping. I'm like, I know goddamn well they're not sleeping already. Anyways, thanks for joining us for this episode.
Thank you, guys.
We really appreciate it.
More than you'll ever know.
I hope you liked the gay bomb.
I know I did.
You liked the bee bomb? That's cool, too.
Yeah.
You liked the fart bomb? Halitosis bomb, we don't like that one.
Nah, puffy I'm here for nipples, the B-bomb.
Puffy nipples, we don't like, and we don't like the halitosis bomb. That's a bad idea. Lose a lot of friends with stinky breath.
You very much so do, yeah.
Hard to get laid.
Yeah.
Beside your dad. With stinky halitosis breath.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Let's dial it up. Let's dial up the what's she call it? The Zoom. You want to do the Zoom?
Let's do the Zoom.
All right. See you guys.
Love you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.